breakfast I'm going to have to make now. Oatmeal and, you know, egg
white. Yeah, think about that, yeah. 41 years old and I got two stents, so, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Wake-up call to anybody listening, much more wake-up call to myself. So.
Well, I had about 12 stents. I was at Waxy three times, Love 94. I did a stint in Newstalk in West Palm Beach. A one-year country stint, so yeah.
So we're gonna go more to like breakfasts like they would have at Cumulus?
Tomorrow morning, green jello omelets. And you know where I'm going to get that green jello? At Food Outlet, because it's cost plus 10% there.
All right, guys.
Well,
I know it's...
Were they awaking you up at? I understand. I've never had a stay in the hospital.
The hospital is waking.
But I understand that you're up at. You know, they're coming in at the middle of the night doing this and that. And were you awake part of the night or what?
Well, I have a blood pressure cuff on my arm, and it takes my blood pressure every hour.
Okay.
Wow.
So at least once an hour, I would wake up feeling the.
Yeah. That sensation.
The tightening of this thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, will you be back in time this afternoon to get his song of the day ready for tomorrow?
I brought everything so I could do stuff remotely, so he will have a song of the day for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Well, goodness gracious.
Oh, my God.
That's Jay.
Dedicated people.
Wow.
Working from a hospital bed.
Jeez, so mighty.
Jay, we love you.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, thank you, guys. Love you guys, too. I appreciate it.
Well, we're thinking about
everybody
you.
Loves Jamie.
You let us know if you need anything.
Will do. Hey, Victoria had called for me, hasn't she?
Oh, Victoria, if you're listening, you should call and wish Jay well.
That could have got
he'll spring up in that hospital bed like a
that could have got his blood pressure.
I know
pressure
that might
up.
Get his heart rate going too high.
did you hear random facts by any chance?
I did not. I was on the phone with my aunt.
Oh, I got you.
I got you.
All right. Well, buddy, get better, okay? Because you know, I don't know what day you're going to be back here, but...
Tomorrow would be nice.
No rush. Now, you tell me not to jeopardize my health and take the time that I need, but you got to tell Jay to be back tomorrow.
He knows I'm kidding.
And maybe start thinking about Bluebell Light.
Yeah.
Right.
In the future.
I'm not even going to mention in the Food Outlet ad that it's only $4.98 for the full half gallon.
You just mentioned it.
Through today at Food Outlet, all three locations.
All right, buddy, listen, feel better, and keep us up to date, will you?
Yeah, we'll do.
All right, man.
All right, take it easy.
Y'all take care. Bye.
Thanks, Jay.
Wowzers.
Wow is right.
Ribeye. You could have a ribeye, right? I mean, that's really lots of good protein. Hey, here we go. Health food. Tomorrow, everybody gets Raisin Bran. I can get a big box of that for $2.94.
I think I'm calling in sick.
Cost plus 10 at Food Outlet, all three locations. And we just gave away a $10 gift certificate. With that, you could get 32 pounds of russet potatoes. I took 8 and I made the... If you missed out on that, tomorrow I can do, or maybe Friday, baked potato filled with homemade sloppy joe, cheese, and chopped onion. Very healthy.
I think we should check with Jay's doctor first. On that one, and that menu.
Could be a game changer. By the way, we have a brand new quarantine, which is going to be our most electrifying moment of the morning because it really is that good. And guess what, boys and girls? 27 minutes and fall begins.
Oh! Anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media.
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications. And if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams Drugs store and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications. And get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Fall has arrived at Starbucks. Join us for the new Taste of Autumn specialty coffee.
That sounds good.
Black coffee with pieces of real leaves floating around for texture and aroma.
That doesn't sound too good.
But they're real leaves from New England.
Still, no.
How about we add pumpkin spice donut holes, pumpkin whipped cream, and drizzle it with light and dark caramel?
Oh yeah, that sounds real good.
Let's just skip the coffee and put hot cocoa in first.
Oh, yeah. But what about the leaves?
We can just put a picture of them on the cup.
Sold. I'm on my way to the drive-thru.
Starbucks, where fall has arrived.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
806.
Stand by.
I'm Chris Foster. With more Republican senators announcing they're on board, President Trump appears to have the votes to confirm his nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. He says at a rally in Ohio.
You know, when you become president, they say this is the single most important thing a president does is pick Supreme Court. And by the way, by the end of the first term, we will have 300 federal judges.
He says again, his nominee will be a woman, to be announced late this week. The United Nations General Assembly starts today, but not in person.
As the UN marks its 75th anniversary, the coronavirus outbreak means the event is being held virtually for the first time. President Trump is among those due to speak today. He says he'll have a strong message for China. The leaders of China and Russia, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, are also expected to address the meeting.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Every fall is the season when the leaves fall down. It sure sucks when you gotta rake them and put them in huge paper bags.
You know that they're not light
when they're wet.
Autumn really bites. Every fall is the season for
There's a blister,
oh man,
and it hurts like hell. When you're finished,
when you're finished,
you're not done,
you're not done.
Your lawn is covered up again.
Next year you buy a blower.
Oh yeah, right.
That's what you said last year. Every fall is the season for raking.
It is only 22 shopping minutes away right now.
Yes.
The official arrival of fall. Let's get the scoop from
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
I'm just posting this beautiful picture. Our friend Joey from Channel 8 sent us of a snapshot of sunrise on Redland Road. Absolutely spectacular. There it is. I'll have it up for you in just a moment. The last sunrise in summer, right? Our forecast calling for a comfortably cool day, nice breeze, high 74. Considerable cloudiness today and tonight, but I think we're dry. Tonight's low 59. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is possible during the daytime. Otherwise, look for the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms to increase tomorrow night as Beta approaches. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely Thursday and Friday. Tropical downpours from what will be Tropical Depression Beta by that time, now terrorizing the Texas coast as a tropical storm at the moment. Friday's high will be in the low 80s. More scattered showers on Saturday and right now. Well, let's check in with the current conditions out at the airport. Ask Mr. Airport. There we go. We have northeast winds at 10 miles per hour right now and cloudy skies. The temperature is 60 at 810.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what today is?
Okay. We need to look at a calendar.
Look at the calendar!
It is.
September 22nd.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
Well, you're in luck.
You're in luck!
Today just happens to be the
first day
of the
fall season.
The temperature
just keep getting cooler and cooler.
You need a sweater.
You ready to start?
Let's start the show!
And we have started at 8:11. Fall officially 20 minutes away now. I'm just talking to 3.1 FM. This is the time of the year to enjoy a convertible.
I mean, Joey's going to have that ragtop down, I'm sure, today, this morning.
Absolutely. Right. And if you don't have a convertible, well, why don't you try? And look, it's time to love what you drive. Life is short. Yeah, I read this thing. This is kind of connected. I read this thing over the weekend by somebody who said a mistake that many people make is they worry too much about what they're going to leave for their loved ones. They don't enjoy, you know, their productive years the way they can. So if you've always thought about others first, maybe you just might want to take a look at this 2020 Mercedes-Benz convertible. That is an AMG C43 Special at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, and they have financing opportunities on that at 2.99% for up to 72 months. That offer valid through the end of September only and applies only to this particular vehicle. They've got all the details for you at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz. They also have leases as low as $779 a month for 36 months. Details at jackingrammercedes.com. And they make it so easy. If this has always been your dream and you can do it, why not? You know, they can bring a car to your business or home. Make it real convenient for you, freshly sanitized. Take it for a test drive. If you're interested, they can appraise whatever you're trading on site. Do all the paperwork via email and deliver the final documents to your door. So not only do they make it possible for you to love what you drive, but to make it so easy just to get there. Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes. Daydream a little bit for once in your life. You know why? Because it's time to love what you drive. At jackingrammercedes.com. 8:13, local news next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former State Senator David Burkett pleaded guilty to violating the Fair Campaign Practices Act. He has been sentenced to 12 months probation and has to pay $3,000 in fines plus court costs and fees. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, but that has been suspended. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz passed away on Sunday. Gretz was known as the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. He was 92 years old. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 131,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,600 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now back above 800. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you too young or too old for your job? There's a website.
Oh, really?
Zipia.com.
Oh, I always trust them.
Always trust Zipia. Zippy up your pants. They created a calculator that tells you if you're too young or too old for your job, so you enter your age and job title. Now, I've tried this.
Yeah.
Let me see if... Would I qualify as a newsman? Would that make me... News analysts, reporters, and correspondents. Those are the choices. So let's see. What does it tell me? Well, this is stupid. And that's I mean, it really is. What they give you is the median age on certain professions. Average age of a tool
and die maker.
That is the oldest average age of any profession, 49.7. Postal Service clerks, almost 50.
Bus driver, 48.8.
That takes into account, though, the people that are older and younger than that age. So, property appraisers and assessors, average age 47. Those are the jobs with the youngest average age. Military, average age 31.2.
Okay.
Dancers and choreographers, 32. Bartenders, 36.
Waiters and waitresses, 37.2.
That doesn't include anybody that worked at the Fountain Diner, though. If I'd stayed there any longer, that place would have killed me long ago. So I could put that... No, you know what? It's dumb. I don't want to get anybody upset this morning. We do want to do a... You guys didn't like either one of those.
No, I think the top one is I was leaning towards, and Jesse said either one.
I said either one, so... Your decision.
I think with Jay out today, we have to keep it simple, stupid. I follow the KISS program. That's how it works.
Simple, stupid.
So.
In more ways than one?
Here's. We'll have a conundrum when we come back. We've got our most electrifying moment of the morning is a brand new Quarantune. I can't believe they're still making these 6 months into it. I did not think we would be talking about quarantining or masks or any of this crap when it started 6 months ago. And that's how long we've been at this.
We thought by the 4th of July, it would be long in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, we'd be talking about it at a biscuit game, saying, right. Man, wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So that's coming up, and a chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
We're just at the beginning of a great journey of exploration.
Tonight, Carl Sagan's visionary series returns with Cosmos Possible Worlds.
We're going to venture into the future we can still have.
Across our universe and inside our minds, new worlds await.
Dream of virtually infinite possible worlds.
Yield to Grass Tyson hosts Cosmos Possible Worlds, the two-hour broadcast premiere tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
6 months ago today, we were preparing for the start of the lockdowns, the curfews, everything that launched that miserable spring. Actually, it was like around the first day of spring, right? When the lockdowns began.
And everything started to happen on a Friday. Remember all those Friday announcements from Governor Meemaw.
Yeah. So on the 22nd of March, we were preparing for everything to begin the next day, which was a Monday morning
right.
at that time. And I had no idea. None of us really did. We thought, here's 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, we can get through this. We can buckle down.
Right.
And here it is 6 months later, and now they're talking about a second round. I hope they're...
No.
Not happening. But don't be surprised if they try, at least in some places. However, we've had many great quarantunes over this time, the Journey parody about can't stop the eating and all that kind of stuff. But this one, you would think in 2020 there would be a less barbaric and invasive way to test somebody for the Rona than jamming a cotton swab into their brain through the sinuses. And we finally have a song dedicated to that horrendous process. And I found it electrifying. A parody of the Seal song on News Talk. Goodbye, everybody.
There is an awful test for COVID. Q-tip up your beak. Test results can take a week. Ah!
right, and it irritates your nostrils. It was fun to have it done, but Canada just made a new test for COVID-19.
I really loved the Seals song. So if they're going to do a parody, they did a very respectful job, in
nice,
my opinion.
Nice, nice, nice.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Certified master electricians on call. Arriving at times that are convenient for you. Upfront pricing on the work you need done. Guaranteed. All debris cleaned up. Everything at your convenience. The very best in the business. 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MysteryElectric.com.
That is the last sunrise in wow. Summertime.
Was that enhanced?
No. This is our friend Joey, who works, he's in the behind the scenes at Channel 8. And that's Redland Road, and that's not enhanced.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
How about that?
Gorgeous.
If I didn't know what it was, I would have guessed it was like a coronavirus, because those things have very similar colors.
They do look
the COVID, you know.
On my Mary Kay credit card, it's got like a looks like a ball of lipsticks, you know, like different colors. And I had sent my dad to have the truck oil changed one day. And I gave him that card, and the guy at the counter looked at it and said, "Is this a coronavirus card?" I was like, now that I think about it, well, the lipsticks do kind of look like a virus.
You know what's next? The last conundrum of the summer.
How do you want to spend the last 8 minutes, 9 minutes of
9 minutes? Summer? I'll bet our audience can figure this one out in 9 minutes, okay?
Okay.
And here it is. A study found that when it comes to these, more people choose blue over red.
Oh, blue over red?
Yeah. And if you would like a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro, give us a call at 272-9228. 272-9228. Last conundrum of the summer. When it comes to these, people choose blue more often than red. 272-9228. You can win 10 bucks of great dining at this amazing restaurant.
Hey, it's Jay Scott to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. They are located at 1651 Perry Hill Road right here in Montgomery, and they're open every day at 11 a.m. where you can go in and actually dine in. They've got limited seating, but you can go in, sit down, and enjoy a meal from the Seafood Bistro. Now, if you're going to do that, that's great. You'll have a menu there. You can decide to make up your mind on what you want. If you're not, if you're going to go and do a pickup, you can pull up into one of their parking spaces, and they'll come out and take your order. But what are you going to get? Well, get an idea of what you want by going to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. It has the entire menu right there online for you to look at with pictures. And you can also use one of the delivery apps on your phone that also has a full menu on there. DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, Waiter. It's all there for you to be brought to your home or office, or you can go by and pick it up at the Seafood Bistro. Open up every day at 11 a.m. Call them at 279-7500. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right. It is today's conundrum worth 10 bucks of great food at Seafood Bistro. When it comes to these, people choose blue more often than red. What are we talking about? And Michael, you get to go first.
What you think, Michael?
Eminem.
Oh, that's good. Blue over red. That would have never occurred to me. Is that it? No, but it's a good guess, and feel free to call back with another one.
Didn't they retire Eminem color
brown? Yeah. I'm not sure why they did that. Up next, we go to Bennett.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to call and give y'all a big thanks. And tell Wing Fingers thank you. I won the winning word about a week and a half ago, and we went and did it last Friday. It was phenomenal. The sauces that y'all talk about are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you, we really appreciate it when people, when you win something and you have a great experience like you did, that you call and tell us. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You too. All right, let's go to Robert next at 272-9228. What is this thing that people prefer blue over red?
What do you think, Robert?
Let's try toothbrush.
People would choose a blue over a red. Am I right? Did we get this before summer ended?
As a matter of fact, that's it. Yeah. And back
I've got a blue toothbrush. I've had a red one before, though.
Usually,
mine's black.
Black?
Mm-hmm. I have a soft bristle that's got like 20,000 bristles on it that's super duper soft because I've got sensitive gums. Mm-hmm. And so I've got one that's black and I've got another one that's white.
It reminds me of that moment in the movie Airplane when the little girl says, yeah, I take it black, just like my toothbrushes.
Robert, hang tight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, well, I hope the boss wasn't listening. Otis, we got a winner, but you're in the grand prize drawing. Thank you.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask Rich about his migraine headache. That thing gone, brother.
I currently don't have one right this second, although it's kind of lurking, but they come in waves and they last for several days, and my last big one was 10 o'clock last night, and it was pretty bad.
Sorry to hear that, Rich.
Yeah, it's just, but I've got some good heavy duty medicine from the doctors, so we're good. Thank you, man. I appreciate you asking.
Take care, Otis.
Yeah, brother.
Concern. And hey, it's Crawdad. He always makes everybody feel bad.
I hear the winning answer there, Greg. What was it?
Toothbrush.
Toothbrush. Well, I was going to say vehicles anyway.
That would have been a good guess.
Blue toothbrush. Never would have thought it.
Yep.
So
your blue toothbrush
had
Bluetooth. That's what I want to know. Someday they will.
They do, actually, now. Oral-B has one that's Bluetooth. It can actually do your tunes, and it tells you when to swap from one side to the other.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I will not countenance a toothbrush that's bossing me around over the sink.
Mommy.
I am not going there.
I can't brush, Mommy, because the internet's out today.
So one of my writers who works for a dentist office here in Montgomery actually has one. And so when we went on a trip, she was telling me about this, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And she's probably listening right now. It's
getting scary.
It's scary. And it tells you, and it will tell you how many other people in the world are brushing their teeth right at that moment in time.
Now, how about the refrigerators now that decide that you need milk and this and that and automatically is ordering it?
That's
ordering it on their own?
Word of mercy.
No.
I'm not good with my refrigerator telling my phone, "Hey, you're out of milk and eggs."
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. Jesse, what was this thing about the brown eggs again? You have an allergic reaction to the ones that have the bleach.
Yeah, so it's harder for me to eat store-bought eggs unless they're a brown egg or if they're farm fresh eggs.
I'm gonna try and stick with brown eggs. And see if that makes any difference. Jay, if you're listening up there, hope you feel better, buddy. And do not eat the food that wiggles on your plate.
All right, Crawdad, we appreciate the call. Thanks,
Crawdad.
In fact, we have a special plea on behalf of Jay that we will make in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's 8:29, the last 2 minutes of summer.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Driving, the accident we had at Taylor Road and Halcyon should be out of the way now, but use caution there just in case. We are very busy on the East South Boulevard at Troy Highway, also Highway 331 at Norman Bridge. Still got a lot of congestion on Northeastern Boulevard because of cars coming into town on 231 from Wetumpka. Atlanta Highway busy as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but no issues there. Buckle up, be safe, we'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota's never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, it's 8:30.
So I have the exact U.S. government time there, and so we have We have 40 seconds now. You
40
want to,
seconds.
40 minute. Seconds.
You want to reflect on the summer, and it was hot and humid a lot.
Hot, humid, a lot of thunderstorms, hurricanes, a random virus from China, but also a lot of highlights, too. A lot more time spent at home with the family. And
Craig, in the remaining 22 seconds, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I think back to Chicago, and the end of summer was always a sad time because it meant activities would be limited. Here, I'm grateful for it because I love the fall, my favorite season.
9 seconds, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. It's about to end. 2, 1. Summer's over.
And it's fall! You know how I know it's officially fall? When I ran through Starbucks this morning, the pumpkin spice latte was out in full force.
Yeah, but that happens in April.
Yes, it does.
In a couple of moments, Rich will give us the latest on Beta, another rainmaker headed our way. And I wanted to take a moment to launch the fall by reminding you that there are areas of the river region that are flood prone. Not enough to destroy a house, but certainly enough to get in and destroy flooring. In fact, I've seen examples here in various parts. Sometimes it's a home that was just designed poorly. Remember, my buddy from the concrete company was showing me a house that had to have all their flooring redone because when they put the patio in, the water drained into the front room. So the first good storm, bye-bye. Point being, Jeff Mallinson and Georgia Floors Direct have 50 years of experience at tearing out and replacing flooring on an urgent basis. So if you run into some misfortune with the additional rain, stop by and see Jeff and his team at Georgia Floors Direct. They can do the turnaround quickly. They've got incredible selections in all price ranges and styles, and a team of people that knows how to get the old bad flooring out and get the new one in. So if you find yourself in that situation, please visit the team that has the most experience in this particular area, Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for 50 years where experience really matters. On the boulevard across from Lowe's.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at Big Block Designs. Have a better day.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 and an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time homebuyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. What this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ah, the first day of fall. Summer is over. The leaves are changing. The air is getting cooler. The nights longer. Soon, it will be sweater weather. Then, coats. Next thing you know, you're clearing a foot of snow off of your car with your ATM card because you don't know where your ice scraper is. All so you can get stuck behind a snowplow on your way to work. The mere thought of it makes my lips chap. But in the meantime, happy first day of fall from all of us.
8:35. And we begin fall with a special plea. Jay Scott, spoke with us last hour. And while he's getting the best of care from a great team of people at Baptist, there's one form of medicine that can do something for him that no prescription can fix, no procedure can do, and that's the voice of Victoria. Victoria, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. Jay's in the hospital saying,
"I'm dying over here."
And nothing, according to Jay himself, would help him reach out and cling to life with passion.
If you want Jay to have a speedy recovery,
I mean, if you want him back here tomorrow, Victoria, 272-9228, your call would be greatly appreciated by all of us who love Jay and want to accelerate his healing.
I'm sorry, that was great. I'm just saying.
I just did it spontaneously.
I love it.
Because that's what I do. That's what I do. So we'll see if word gets out. I should have actually thought of that sooner. Shame on me.
We could have averted this situation.
Completely. And boy, can't wait to find out what the new diet specs are.
You and me both.
Well, they want me to make some dietary changes, too.
So, what am I going to be expecting here when I get back to eating breakfast here? You do make a great porridge.
Yeah, but I only serve that when I'm mad at you guys. That's, which is basically never.
Try
right?
heating it up sometime.
Well, you know, I only have so much time before I make it to the radio station.
That instant porridge is great, I hear.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like instant Folgers.
Yeah.
You know what really livens that up, too, is if you pour some of that coffee creamer, that French vanilla.
French vanilla coffee.
Pour that into the porridge and stir it in. Gives it a nice little kick.
Oh, yum.
So, no, Victoria, 272-9228. You know, she usually calls before 8:30. She might be at work.
Her last name might be Idol. I see a bunch of...
Idols.
Yeah, Billy's on line one. Yeah. Billy Idol. Yeah,
it's
you know
a
what
nice
that means?
Day for a white wedding.
It's 8:37.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Well, nothing changed 8 minutes ago as far as, like 1 minute it was sultry, and then the next minute it was a nice breeze. Doesn't work that way. We've had a nice breeze the last couple of days and very comfortable, and we were gusting to 25 yesterday. I don't think it's going to be quite as breezy today, but comfortably cool with easterly winds at about 11 to 16 miles per hour and a high temperature today up to about 74. Considerable cloudiness, and that cloudiness has to do with the blow-off from Beta. Beta, which is a tropical storm that has just about stalled over the Texas coast, causing 10 to 15 inches of rain there. It's going to get picked up and then become a tropical depression and move through Louisiana in through the northern part of Mississippi and towards Alabama. And as it does, it's going to bring some rain this way. I think there could be some isolated showers daytime tomorrow. But the better rain chances holding off till Wednesday night, and especially, I think, Thursday and Friday, when some tropical downpours at times are likely from Beta. Okay? Nothing like the kind of rain we got from Sally last week, but, you know, maybe 1 to 3 inches. And I don't think it's going to be severe, although there'll be a little bit of directional shear, so we can't say the tornado threat is zero, but tropical systems do have that problem. Today's high 74, tonight's low 59. We'll be in the low 80s by the time Friday gets here, and more scattered showers on Saturday. Right now, northeast winds at 8. It's 58 degrees and feeling nice at 8:39.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Open for business now that, you know, it's been fall for 10 minutes and even open 11 minutes ago when it was summer and open all the time is Plumbing by Luke Wire. Ready to take your call because, as we know, whether it's a broken pipe, a clogged sink, a busted toilet, or a leak behind the dishwasher, whatever it is, Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, and that's why our friends at Plumbing by the Hour are ready to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even in the middle of a holiday or a weekend. Because we've all been through that. And boy, when you're in a holiday situation and you have a guest and there's a plumbing problem, yeah, that is an issue. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. 264-9666 is their phone number. 264-9666. They will not only give you a ballpark estimate on when they're going to be there, they'll pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. Then they assess the problem. Then they give you an upfront price. In other words, no surprises, saying, oh, you know, we got in there, we found out some other stuff, and it's going to cost you this now. No. They don't do that at Plumbing by the Hour. So give them a call. They're my go-to plumbers, and you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Not to get too many numbers on the radio, but it's 8:41 on the clock right now. 10 minutes into fall. It's great so far.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're looking pretty good all over the city this morning. We are congested, though, on the Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry Road and then at Coliseum Boulevard all the way over to the Wetumpka Highway. The congestion continues on the Northeast Boulevard on over to Wares Ferry Road. Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive busy into downtown as well as Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue. I-65 and 85 looking good. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Civil rights activist Reverend Robert Gretz passed away on Sunday. Gretz was known as the only white minister to support the Montgomery bus boycott. He was 92 years old. Former State Senator David Burkett pleaded guilty to violating the Fair Campaign Practices Act. He has been sentenced to 12 months probation and asked to pay $3,000 in fines plus court costs and fees. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, but that has been suspended. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 131,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Over 9,600 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say close to 2,300 people have now died. Statewide hospitalizations are now back above 800. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Time now for Wing Fingers' winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Menu.
Menu. For Wing Fingers. Please keep that word in mind or jot it down. Write it in ink on your forearm along with our number 272-9228. At some whimsical moment this afternoon, I'll ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Wing Fingers. This is fresh chicken. Everything is done fresh daily. That's the case at all of Bob Baumhauer's restaurants, Wing Fingers being his latest. In the RSA headquarter building, you want a lunch for two, including side and beverage and free parking at the RSA headquarter building. Menu, your wing finger winning word of the day.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace, or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit Duval'sLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit Duval'sLandscapes.com.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Real men of genius. Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Blows His Leaves in the Neighbor's Yard.
Mr. Blows His Leaves in the Neighbor's Yard.
Every year you're faced with a nearly impossible task. Getting all the leaves out of your yard and into your neighbor's yard as efficiently as possible.
A labor of love now.
Your only mission, transfer these unwanted tree parts into another perimeter before the wife gets home.
Then it's back to the couch now.
Should you intentionally blast them over the fence with a traditional leaf blower or mow them and blow them with the oops, how did that happen riding mower?
Honest mistake now.
So go ahead. Watch as your neighbor digs himself out of his house and hacks his way through your complimentary autumn landscape. Because after all, with any luck, a heavy snow will make the transfer of decorative foliage permanent.
Mr. Blows His Leaves in the Neighbor's Yard.
Why, you should be an automatic morning maroon. First, though, on News Talk 93.1 FM at 8:47, let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Himself a maroon on numerous occasions. It is time to figure out the dumbest of them. Today's morning maroon nominees. Gonna have to go through these quickly. I've got a 43-year-old guy named Caleb Gibson in Centerville, Utah. Over the weekend, he went to a car dealership and took a test drive.
Yeah.
When the car salesman said, okay, we need to head back to the store now, Caleb said no. Not only did he not go back to the dealership, started doing 100 miles an hour on the freeway, cranked the radio so a 911 dispatcher couldn't hear what the car salesman was saying when he called for emergency help. Eventually, the highway patrol spotted him and got him to pull over. What would initially be a theft has now turned into a kidnapping case, something that might have cost him a few months in jail, could end up putting him there for years.
Well, started out as a test drive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. Kidnapping, when just so you know, in case you ever feel like having one, if somebody's in your car and they ask you to be let out and you refuse, that technically is kidnapping. All right, got a drunk driver in England. Tried to give cops a fake name. It didn't work. It didn't work.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
The cop that pulled him over went to school with him.
Oh.
And recognized him immediately. That's
no,
not your
you're
name.
Not.
That's
no,
not your name, stupid.
I know you.
And back to Utah. Boy, that's a hotbed of insanity. Police in Garfield County arrested a man who continually greeted guests at the Airbnb next door with a shotgun if they so much as put one toe across his property. You can't do that. they came out with a search warrant and found quite the artillery supply, 27 firearms, a lot of marijuana, which might explain some of the behavior.
Right.
And vacuum bags, which he is presumed used to seal and keep the marijuana fresh.
Well,
so he's got five counts of possession of drug paraphernalia, firearms, marijuana distribution, or more. Real idiots here.
Are Utah, buddy, on the test that started with a test drive and ended up with kidnapping? I don't know. He's kind of on my list. What do you think, Jesse?
I would have to agree. That's kind of the...
Yeah. First of all, you wonder, what is it that happens during a test drive that would make somebody want to commit kidnapping? But he'll have plenty of time to think about it.
Yes, he
absolutely
will.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
He certainly is. Our final look at the roads at 8:50. We are, by the way, now 19 minutes into fall. Can you tell the difference?
No.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic getting a little busy on the boulevard again now. We've got some light congestion right around I-85 at Eastern Boulevard. Also at Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, and on Taylor Road, Vaughn Road up to I-85. 31 still a little bit busy. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents in to tell you about. Buckle up and be safe out there. We'll be here throughout the day to watch the traffic for you. You can get a minimum of $2,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville, Cobbsford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Well, it's someone we really like.
Yes.
Tammy Burkhalter from Preble Farm Center.
Hey, Tammy.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Hey, oh, okay. Just fine. We're all invigorated because fall has arrived during the show.
I know. I'm so excited. I love the cooler weather.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind, Rich, I appreciate it.
Oh, that breeze yesterday was just so nice. And the rustling of the leaves and, oh, gosh, yeah.
When I woke up and saw the tree leaves falling,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, it's one of the rare times, I think maybe the only time since I've lived here in 16 falls now, that it actually got cool on the first day of fall, which is wonderful.
Let me tell you, I've got somebody in here right now asking when we're going to get some more collards in.
Oh, yeah, it's time for collard green season.
Yes.
That's right.
All your greens.
Yeah.
All your greens. And we've got the seed. We've got the plant. We've got collard greens, turnip greens, mustard greens, lettuce mixes, cabbage and broccoli and all those wonderful fall vegetables.
I had no idea there were so many.
Yes. Rutabagas and beets and carrots and...
Rutabagas
and radishes.
Cool. Other things that, you know, throughout the year say, you know, when it gets to be fall, here's something you should consider doing, like any specific lawn treatment recommended right now, especially with all the rain?
Yeah.
Weed and feed and that kind of thing?
I'm sorry. I had a customer. I was waiting up. What did you say again?
Can you imagine this? She takes care of a customer.
No. I've got a customer and I've got y'all, so I'm doing both.
Just a quick thing. Fall is the time to, is it pre-emerge time for the grass or?
Pre-emerge is October, around in October would be okay. A good time to start the pre-emerge.
That doesn't
and
mean.
You can start now if you want to.
You can get out there and at least get it at Prattville Farm Center along with everything else you need to.
And you can put it out this time of year. That's a great thing to do. You know, it's only for certain weeds. There's
right.
Pre-emerge, there's post-emerge, and you got to be sure you know which one's which, and that's where Prattville Farm Center comes in, so we can help you with that.
Great advice, great products, and terrific people. Prattville Farm Center, give us your hours and location, Tammy.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, about a third of a mile past Midtown McDonald's, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 2, and Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday, 7 to 2. He's already paid for this.
Hey, we're getting to eavesdrop on business at Prattville
Farm. I know.
They got a great Facebook page, too, folks. Check it out. Tammy, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I'll have a good day.
All right.
Kickback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at windcreekcasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
8:57. I just shared something on Facebook that's very funny. I got it from Morris Drunenberg.
Look at that.
And this is, if birds had arms.
That's hilarious.
It really is. I mean, that is.
That, you got to see it.
Our final moments today. Did Victoria call, by the way?
She did not.
Victoria, we need to hear from you. It's time to heal.
It's there time is to a heal. Season.
You just got something from, how old were you in this?
Jim McDade just found some audio of me when I was 18 years old on WHSY, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It's 1 minute long. I don't know if we're going to play 1 minute of it, but if you want to hear a couple of seconds, I haven't heard it yet, so I don't know how awful
we
it
gotta
is.
We got to hear this. We got to hear this.
Here's,
this is too cool.
Here's a little bit of young Richie.
Adorable.
WHSY, that's Frankie Valli, and our day will come. 6:46 on a Monday evening with Rich.
Oh, my God!
Hopefully, he scoped it down. Are we gonna hear any more?
WHSY, 6:49. Don't forget album hour tonight. At 11:15, featuring tonight's album by Martha Hoople called Driving On. Tonight, 11:15, with Kid Canard, right here at WHSY. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's brand new. It's called Sing a Song.
Right. Hey, look at the hits the post.
Hits the post. All right, wait, hold on. We might as well hear the
WHSY, going back to 1967 right now with the music explosion and a little bit of soul.
Oh, I think we go into ABC here.
Oh, really? You got to hear that.
WHSY.
That's Larry.
Number one. And that's the stone truth.
Hit wow. Network perfect.
Man.
That was Larry doing WHSY.